I was the music, man.
I was wondering if you were going to stop dancing before it before the intro left. I was wondering if you were just going to rock that out or what. So, all right. So we changed some stuff for anybody. We got one person on already. We changed some stuff. So we're going to take a quick minute and figure out and make sure that we're everywhere where we're actually supposed to be, which is good. Hey, Jer, what's happening, man? So that's who we have is the creator of Planet Bound. And let's check those real quick. I'll check YouTube real quick, sir. If you'll
Facebook's good.
All right. YouTube is good.
And if you guys can let us know if we sound okay, because somebody had a little issue with mics the other day.
I'm sure we sound okay. I don't know who that may have been, but it was someone to be sure. I have no doubt.
But so, everything looks good. Hey, welcome guys to Indie Invasion Shorts.
Hi, Eric. Hi, Eric.
I got to point this way.
Yeah, it's hard to figure out because it's like, what? Because my microphone's not really on that side. It's on this side. And I'm just confused. I'm just confused by the camera. But what are we going to talk about tonight, Eric? We're doing this new show, Shorts, where we're talking for 30 minutes. What are we talking about tonight?
Well, tonight, me and Mac thought we would talk about something that's kind of the main thing that we need for doing the hobby that we love, and that's paints. So that's going to cover everything from we want to talk about different brands, primer, washes, inks.
Yep.
Why would you use one over the other, preferences, and kind of, you know, just these shorts are best just meant to be like me and him, you know, you're sitting in a, you know, coffee shop, whatever, brewery.
It's basically what Eric and I do anyway. We just decided to invite you along on our journey.
I mean, this is basically the kind of thing that I have to edit out in our recordings for the episodes.
Right. If you only knew how long our hour and 30-minute-ish episodes really are. They're like an hour and 35 minutes. No, not really. They're a little bit longer than that.
Yeah.
Little bit. Not too much. But we are going to be talking about paints tonight. And in case you need to get paints, you see along the bottom there, Discover Games carries almost all of the paints that we're going to be talking about tonight. There are a couple that they don't, and most of those you'll be able to get at Walmart or Michael's or any place like that. So real readily available stuff. But Eric, why don't you start us with a little paint talk since you have that beautiful backdrop right there. All I have is this boring black backdrop. You have that lovely set of paints backdrop. Yeah. Why don't you start us out?
Well, I guess let's start a little bit of history of getting painted. I mean, way back in the 80s, we used to use what? Testers?
Testers, enamel paint.
And paint has come a long way since then. I mean, soon after that, is when GW was putting out the Citadel paints.
Yep.
And that was kind of a main go-to for many, many, many years and still is. And that's one of the things that I like to mention is that, you know, we're going to talk about a lot of different brands. You can use mix and match them, you know, because a lot of times certain brands will have a certain color that another one won't have that you like the tint a little bit better. So,
I'm a fan of that. I mean, I like a wide variety of different paints. And incidentally, if you hop on and you haven't said hi in the comments, say hello and we'll say hello back.
Yep.
All right. So take us away, Eric. What you got first?
So, yeah, I started with GW paints when I got more serious about my mini painting. Mm-hmm. And I used those. I'm trying to think when I switched, because eventually I did switch based on price. I mean, GW paints are great, but they used to come in these pots.
Oh, you're lucky I didn't bring mine down because I have more pots than that upstairs.
These pots that I had to deal with would dry out very easy. So eventually I switched to, I got to grab some over here, the dropper kinds. And I started using Vallejo. Vallejo are really nice. They have a nice pigment to them. That they, you know, you still have to mix them up quite a bit. Army Painter was another one I switched to just because it wouldn't dry out. But those things are notorious for separating. And when I talk about separating, I'm talking about your actual color pigment versus the mix and medium. Right. They just separate. And unless you get like, we both use nail polish.
Yep.
Shaker.
Yep. The little automatic shaker. That thing.
Put that sucker on there.
Yep. They're 20 something bucks on eBay and they are worth their weight in gold, man. Yeah. I'm on my second one. I burned one up because it shook so much paint. So I'm on my second one, but I love them. They're perfect. And I haven't had a paint bottle that doesn't fit, from the GW little chubby bottles to your Army Painters, your Reapers, your Vallejos, whatever they are, even your craft paints. I mean, as long as you're not going for the big giant 700 ounce. Yeah. The big one of black that you must own is very important to own. That's the only one that I've never put on the shaker, but yeah, don't really need to. So what's your favorite paint to use right now, if you have to pick a favorite? Cause for me, because of the way that I paint, I don't really have a favorite. I have a favorite bottle, but I don't really have a favorite paint because there's so many different things. I love inks and glazes and washes.
You like using the rainbow.
I do. Really? I like to have 25 different shades of blue, even though I know that I can take a squirt of blue, of my darkest blue, and then just progressively add white to accomplish the same thing. I'm perfectly aware of that, but I still like to just reach over on my shelf and grab two or three different shades of blue for highlighting and stuff. We're not talking about painting because Eric's the painter. I just want to get it on the table.
You do a good job though.
I mean, I do. Okay. I'm better for as much practice as I have.
You always tell people it's good as you like it. That's right. And that's one of the things I tell a lot of people that are struggling with painting. It's like, well, just put a basic three colors on there, you know, put your wash on it and see if you like it. If you do, that's great. That's all you need.
That's right.
As long as you're happy.
As long as you like your model,
that's and you have fun.
You paint. Yes. And you're having fun painting them. So, let's talk primers first. Let's talk about it in the stages that you paint in it.
Yeah. Let's that's where you would start.
Let's talk about primer first. What's your go-to primer? And then I'll do mine.
Well, I've switched within the last year. I used to do the rattle cans, and being up here in the northern states, that's hard in the wintertime. Either I have to go outside real quick, spray that sucker down, come run inside, and then stink up the whole house.
You know, we don't have that problem down here, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I just wanted to reiterate that it's much warmer here.
But this is my new go-to is the brush-on surface primer. And I've been using Vallejo. They have a lot of different tints, from black to white. This is gray. I've seen like a dark green. Kind of just, I guess it depends on what you want to start with for a base.
Yeah.
And how you want your colors to react and kind of appear on your.
Yeah, it's I use the same thing, but I still use a rattle can because I can go outside in February. Sometimes it's still 70 degrees here.
See, so the other reason I stopped using the rattle can is because, you know, you got your little tiny model on its base. It's hard to get underneath there sometimes and not spray your whole hand, whatever color you are.
Well, sometimes you just got to spray your hand just for posterity, you know,
and
just
so that you can. I would always miss spots and find them when I'm like halfway through painting. And I'm like, oh man.
Well, I mostly don't rattle can mine anymore unless I'm doing a big batch paint. So my Zombicide Invader, my Zombicide Minis, when I'm painting 9,000 million gazillion Googleplexian zombies for the games.
Yeah.
Then I'll just rattle can them. And frankly, when I'm doing them, I don't even care if I miss a couple of spots, because when you're painting that many zombies, man, I'm not a pro.
I have that OCD thing where it just drives me nuts, that it's like, I got to have it nice and that perfect starting point.
Right.
Otherwise, I get edgy. Well,
Mary's got a good point. Yet another benefit of moving south. It's easier for Eric to prime his models.
Man.
You're just getting it from every direction.
Look at that.
That's so a good one. That's
we got a record one of her, ganging
that's right
up on
that's
me.
Right. This one is live all over the place and going on YouTube and everything. But those are a couple of good methods. There are other primers out there. You and I have just really found the Vallejo goes on nicely. Especially if you happen to be sitting down and you just grab one model, it's kind of a pain in the butt to go grab the rattle can, go outside, do all that. And you can just, and the, this stuff dries super fast too.
Yeah. I like that when you apply it and it dries in a way that it tightens. So yeah, it's like, you don't lose your detail.
Yeah. It's really good stuff. Really good stuff. So what are we going to do next? What do we paint next on something?
So now's when you pick your base colors. What do you want to start with? So like we started talking about brands. There's a ton of brands out there. It's yep. one of those things you just got to, depending on your budget too. So it's something to think about. But just starting, just maybe get a couple odd bottles, try them, see how yeah. you like how they apply, how they, you know, come out of the bottle. Do they come out kind of runny? Is that something right. you want to deal with? Or do you want something that's, you know, comes out where it's very well mixed and you apply it and, you know, you get the colors, you get what you see basically.
Yeah,
you don't have to worry it.
Because every bottle has some kind of problem. You know what I'm saying? Every mm-hmm. bottle you buy is going to have some kind of problem. The newer GW ones, they get gummed up on the backside of it. The Vallejo and Reaper, the end will plug up. So there's something with all of them. So you can't yeah. just condemn a paint and go, oh, well, the bottle's terrible. Well, the paint might be good. You might want to suck it up or do the all important thing and basically transfer all of your GW paints into dropper bottles. Not a fun process,
yes. no,
but worth it in the end. I transferred all of mine. So
I've heard of people doing that with army painters because one of the things you can get for these paints that kind of separate is the little ball bearing that yep. you can plop in there with a little bit of mixing medium. So then it'll help them when you shake it, mix it yep. around.
Big time.
I'm not ready to do that with all my army painters. They're old, they're half used up. So right. I kind of started over just recently.
Well, and that kind of brings us to where we started over, which kind of both of us did. And I can't remember. So Invisible Hand Studios is the studio painter for one of the studio painters for Discover Games, which is mm-hmm. Our magical place where you can pick all of these paints up if you want to. You can check out the website there. But Discover Games, he does a lot of the painting down there for them. And I can't remember if it was him that told me about them or not. I think it was. But
I think it was because I remember he started using them. Yeah. We were like, holy cow, look at that paint.
Yeah, I think it was. I think you're right. It was the Pro Acryl paints from Monument Hobbies. And these things are pure gold. The paint is great, and mm-hmm. it's actually larger. It's a larger bottle than what you typically get. So I'm going to have to put my old man glasses on here. So you people that are listening on the podcast portion, you won't get to see that. I apologize for that you don't get to see them. So your typical bottle is 17 milliliters, and the Pro Acryls are 22. And the cost is, if I'm not mistaken, the Pro Acryl are a little bit cheaper even. They also come with, once again, I'm starting to sound like a Monument Hobbies Pro Acryl commercial. I'm getting good at this commercial thing.
We need to get them to give us some money.
Right. Or it's just some headphones, man. I just need some headphones. Right. But they have a Elmer's glue type top, and they come with the agitator already in the bottle. Now, like I said, every paint bottle is going to have a little bit of an issue. And I've been having a little bit of trouble. It's not a big deal thing with these, but mm-hmm. I'll shake them up before I use them and then untwist the top. And if you don't wait a second, I don't know what it is about the pressure in the bottle, but if you don't wait a second and hold it upright and tilt it just a little bit, not upside down, it comes out like a fountain and just starts boiling over the side. And if it's red, it looks like lava. So that part of it's kind of cool. But so that's the only issue I've had with them. But come on, 22 milliliters, an agitator, and an easy open top that doesn't plug up. And even when it does, so it'll get a little film on top of it. But it's not like you need a paper clip in some of the other dropper bottles. You just flick it off the top because it's dry. So you can kind of, I don't know if you can see that. It's kind of yeah, and the Elmer's glue style top there.
So that's one of the things that sold me, that and the fact that it has that agitator in there already.
Yeah, I mean, that's solid gold right there. Just having the agitator in there is a huge, huge deal. So, and then, of course, GW paints, a lot of the times with stuff that I'm pumping out fast is, so GW did a great campaign when they launched their contrast paints. because if you believed every word of their campaign, you would have thought that you could pick up your brush, a thing of contrast paint, put your brush on top of your model and let it flow down over it, and you would win the next Golden Demon. Now, while it certainly isn't that, I've found it to be a really awesome tool for beginner painters, or even I use it quite a bit, especially if I'm batch painting stuff. And so, for instance, I'm playing a lot of core space right now, and I'm painting the Galactic Core, which is basically the space cops. And I really don't want to go through these guys that are going to get whacked every other turn and taken off the board and put back on. So basically like your zombies in Zombicide.
Yeah.
I don't want to spend tons and tons of time on them. I want to spend tons of time on the characters. So what I did, and I really liked the way they came out, particularly with the contrast paints, is I did a black undercoat. So we started with our primer. And in that instance, I used a rattle can. And when I rattle can, I use Rust-Oleum American Accents. It's the 2x ultra cover. That stuff is great. It's really great primer. But I did a black, and then I dry brushed an Army Painter shining silver over the top of it, real heavy dry brush to just leave the recesses dark. And then the areas of the armor that I wanted colored, I put a contrast paint over the silver dry brush, and it looks really good because it gives it leaves that color as sort of metallic because the undercoat was a metallic. So that's one of the things you can do with the contrast paints that I really like. And like I said, you can just knock them out when you're using the contrast paints. The flesh ones are good. So I think they're a great tool for your toolbox.
Super. Yeah.
What about washes, Eric? Tell us about
washes. Are something that I use a lot. I very sparingly use the contrast paints. I'm trying to get a handle on them still.
They don't have a handle on them. You just pick them up.
And the inks, what I like with inks, so it's basically you put down your say your base color, and then you put these inks down. It could be like a grayish black. They have different tints of brown. And it actually goes to the recess of the model, the surface. So it makes your shadows darker, like where you would find your shadows. And the high points on it, you know, it'll kind of retain that same tone. Sometimes it does get a little bit darker. So you kind of, sometimes you can go over it to bring it back up or highlight it type of thing. But it actually, by doing that, it helps you kind of see, okay, where are my highlight points when you do that? So, and I do layers and layers and layers of washes to get maybe that grungy, dirty look.
That's why it takes you 400 years to paint a model.
Yeah, it
does. All the layers.
Me being a perfectionist again.
That's all right, man. You keep plugging away at it. Well, and there's so many different kinds of paints out there. So this is a favorite of mine that I picked up from Green Stuff World a while ago. And I picked this up to do some of my Lizard Men from Shadow Sea by Antimatter Games. And now, there was some legal thing. They had to change the name, but I got them before they changed the name. And it's the Color Shift metallic paint. And it is super cool paint. I really like it. The trick about it is it's sort of counterintuitive for what you would think. So you undercoat the models in order to achieve the color shift. Mm-hmm. You undercoat them with a gloss black. That's where you start. And that was just that kind of blew my mind. I was like, huh, that's really kind of weird. But you have to do layers. You would love these because you by default have to do layers and layers. I think I got a really nice metallic effect on one of my big lizard men. And I think I had to put 5 or 6 coats on it just to get it, just as you built it up. And it just kind of built up naturally, almost like you don't need any washes or anything else on top of it, just because the way you have to build it up is it just works out. So those are really cool. They don't have an agitator in them. They need one. They desperately need one.
Yeah.
Army. Now you're not as big of a fan of Army Painter because they separate, right?
That's my main problem with them is that they separate if they sit too long type of thing.
And if anybody's watching and you have a preferred paint, man, let us know, because we're about to get to my favorite paint here in a minute. my all-time best favorite brand in whole wide world.
That you can get anywhere.
That's right. By the gallon. You can purchase it by the gallon. But I like Army Painter. I've only used a couple of Reaper colors, but I like Reaper paints. I don't think I have found a paint so far as brand that I'm just like, oh, that paint's terrible. I don't think that I've found one that
I don't think it's terrible. It just, does have issues that I feel like I said, if it sits a long time, it's not a color that you're going to use a lot. I would highly suggest that you put that agitator in there and you put a little bit more mixing medium. Cause it does tend to just thicken up on you.
And get your nail polish shaker. Very important. Get your nail polish shaker. It's very helpful. All right, Bob jumped on, said he likes Vallejo best. I like Vallejo too. GW, you know, I know a lot of people hate GW, man, but they make good paint.
They do.
And Bob also commented that he likes the tones and the inks. Now, me too. I absolutely love the inks. I do. I love pretty much any kind of ink, the Vallejo game inks. I love those because, and here's the thing about it. You can use an ink, but really all the ink is a thin down paint. So if you just thin your paint, you can achieve the same thing basically. But I love them. They're just so easy to use. And we're going to, oh, look at that comment again about priming in the South, Eric. It's much easier here.
How'd that get up there?
I don't know. But okay, so that's kind of did we hit most of the brands we wanted? Let's see. We got Green Stuff World, Army.
I think so.
Talked about Reaper.
I think you're saving your preferred favorite for last.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I'm saving that one for last.
And this actually, guys, is just to show you that you don't have to spend the bank on your paints.
No.
It's kind of same thing with brushes. You don't have to spend the bank. You use what you're comfortable with, what works for you and what looks good. That's the most important. What looks good to you,
Not anybody else that's looking at your models, but just to you. So now real quick on the brush thing, I want to comment on that. So Monument Hobbies that makes pro acrylic paint, they do some brushes too called Bombwick brushes. I just got two sets of them. And they're awesome. They're really good brushes. But Army Painter has good brushes. And if you're going for inexpensive, Plaid, who does all the Apple Barrel paints you see at Walmart and Michaels and Hobby Lobby, all the craft paints, they do I think there's 8 brushes in the pack. It's $5. And they're actually really good brushes. They're in the Mod Podge section. They're really good brushes. Yeah. And that's a cheap set too. That's easy to use. And I love the big square brushes because I build a lot of terrain. Yeah. And that brush pack right there, man, those are great. Those are absolutely great. Doing terrain stuff, Dollar Tree big brushes. Heck yeah. That's a good set right there. I could tear some of those brushes up.
Yeah.
But this is not a paid commercial for this brand either, although I am a Plaid ambassador, so I am going to heavily plug them, not because of that, but because I really do like their paints. And that's the Craft Paint Apple Barrel brand, which is made by Plaid. Now, they make several other names there on the front, the different types.
Yeah, I got one I can show. I got one of these.
Yep. Okay, that's a different brand.
That's a different brand from Plaid? Okay. But I got the same place that you can find those.
Right, exactly. It's those big craft paints. But the Apple Barrels are my favorite because of, number one, consistency in the paint. Look, everyone, you're gonna get a bad bottle every once in a while. You are, no matter what brand it is. You're going to pick one up that's been on the shelf since it was released and nobody picked it up. So you're going to get a dry bottle every once in a while. But they're great paints. And the only way I'm going to ever win a Golden Demon painting contest is if I go buy myself a Games Workshop Demon and rattle can spray him gold and put him on a little plinth base and set him up and go, that's my Golden Demon right there. So I am sure that the pro painters don't use craft paint. I'm sure of it. But if you're just a painter who's getting stuff on the board, man, it's inexpensive. You can use it. If you got it in your head that it's not good enough or it's too thick, you can pick up a little bottle of glaze medium.
Mm-hmm.
And they carry these at it's either Hobby Lobby or Michael's. Only one of them has it, and I can't remember which one it is.
I want to say Hobby Lobby. They're a little bit better with art supplies.
Yeah, because I think it's in the train section.
Yeah.
It's down by the trains. But a couple of drops of glaze medium in there, and it is great. If I had one thing to say about them, it's this. If you're going to batch paint stuff and use it, now that's a big bottle of paint. But for all you 40K players out there, you know that painting an entire army can eat up this bottle of paint right here. And my recommendation is get however many bottles you think you're going to need initially, because every once in a while, you'll get some very slight differences in the shade of a same blue. And if you're OCD about it or it would bother you, that slight difference might bug you in your army. So whatever it is you're going to need, get two or three of them. Heck, go ahead and get four and spend $2 on them.
You never know.
Get four of them and you'll spend a whopping $2 on these bad boys. And then you can use a coupon for $1 off. So
yeah,
it's a win-win situation there. But just recently they came out, I want to say, you know, with COVID, everything's a big giant blur of when stuff came out, but they came out with this line called Treasure Gold Paint.
Oh, that stuff is beautiful,
man. Let me tell you,
I don't have any,
especially on terrain.
Yeah,
especially on terrain, these colors have just nailed it with the metallics. If you actually go to the Plaid Facebook group, I think it's the group for the Plaid Crafters, tons of the cosplay guys are using this stuff. And I'm talking the cosplay guys that go in and they're in full Halo armor or they're a giant space marine, whatever it is. They've got the really, really Gucci looking cosplay, but they've got all kinds. I've got them over here. They've got everything from your standard metallics to you've got a purple topaz. I mean, it's just a huge, great line. Now it's a little bit more expensive than your typical craft paint, but it's a big bottle and it is worth it. I would say the one thing, I have used a couple of the gold metallics on models and I do have to, that's right, Gucci cosplay. That's when you just come in with your purse and your heels. I have used it on a couple of models and it looks great, but I did have to thin it a little bit. So I did need a little bit of glaze medium because it comes out pretty thick, which is good for a metallic because when they come out thin, the next thing you know, you're putting 17 different layers on. And I don't know about any of you guys, but when I start painting, if I got to go past two layers to get coverage, I feel like I'm painting yellow and I don't want to do it anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So what's the last step? We've got our models painted. We used our craft paint. We used some GW, little army painter, possibly some Green Stuff World, maybe a little Reaper, some Vallejo Game Ink, some GW, maybe even some technical paint or contrast. What stage do we go to after that, Eric?
Well, you want to protect it. So we got to put some kind of clear coat on it, whether you like using, for the most part, for a miniature gamer, they'll use a matte or semi-gloss to it. But you can have one. It's just pure gloss. So it shines. It's a preference thing. I actually do both on the same models.
Yeah, I do sometimes too.
I'll do a matte finish to it, so you know you don't have the shine. But then if they're wearing armor or they got a sword or maybe there's like some kind of technology type aspect to the model itself, I'll use a gloss on just those areas.
Yeah, and normally I'll use a rattle can, and that's where I use the Rust-Oleum. I'll just rattle can spray them with a clear matte. I'm almost exclusively matte, although occasionally I will do something in gloss, something like a robot or something like that. Again, going back to Core Space that I've been playing, I did a bunch of the robots with a gloss clear coat just because they're not supposed to be those beat-up style robots. They're sleek machines.
Yeah.
So I did them in a gloss clear coat, but I've done the same thing as you at a
I don't think Daniel agrees with you.
Okay. That's okay. You don't have to put clear coat on, man. That's the great thing about it. You put whatever you want on them, man. Yep. It does not matter at all. Not even a little bit, but yeah, clear coat them. And like, again, there's a couple different ways. There's the brush on, which I'm not sure what kind you use, but I use the Vallejo brush on. What do you use?
I use the Vallejo brush on too. And I'm open to experiment with some different brands. So far, that's the only one I've done for brush on. I used to do the spray. I used to use Army Painter clears. I really like their clear coat. It doesn't seem to like spit at the model where you get right. fogging.
Yes.
You know, 'cause if you go too heavy, it's going to do that.
Bob has the perfect comment. If you don't play with them, you don't need to clear coat them. You just set them up on the shelf and you don't even have to worry about it.
Yeah, Bob, you just have to worry about dusting them then.
Yeah, that's right. When you got to dust them, that's what you keep. That's why you keep that one paintbrush set aside that you never let get stiff and hard so that you can go over and you can dust off all your models. Shamefully, I was doing that just the other day. I'm not going to lie. That's what I was doing just the other day. So fortunately, a lot of my models do get put to use, even if I have to set up a game and play something solo. So that's our spiel for this week on shorts, guys, that we just wanted to talk a little bit about paint. We're not sure what we're going to talk about next week yet. Who knows? If you guys have any suggestions, let us know. We will be happy to jump on them and ramble on about them because it's very possible we may not know what we're talking about at any given time when we're talking about something. That is very possible, but that will not stop us from trying to talk about it. We will definitely give it a shot. Don't forget, you can find us on all of the regular podcast places. We're our main host is Podbean. You can definitely check us out there. Please, if you go over to Podbean, follow us on there so you can stay up to date. But you can still check us out on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Pandora, bunch of other ones as well. You can also get us where are the other places, Eric?
Let's see. We got Instagram. You can find us on Instagram. You can find us on, I had to think about it. And I was playing with stuff tonight. You can see some of our project stuff that we're working on. We usually post pictures of models in progress. Where else? You can find us on Discord. We now have a Discord channel. If you guys want to go on there, and I believe you search by doing the hashtag Indie Invasion Podcast, and you should be able to find it.
But Eric has a link for the Discord that should not expire, and he's going to throw that up on the group on the page.
Yeah,
on the Indie Invasion page. So if you want to check that out and share that around, and please share away with the podcast. We're putting a lot of effort into it. Okay, we're really not. We're just having fun.
Follow, subscribe, mash the button, like the kids say. Whether it's on YouTube or any of these other ones.
I need to apologize because we're not really working hard. We're just recording what we normally do.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
That's about what it is. But remember, guys, when you're out there playing your games, having fun, tune in next week. And until then, prepare yourself for the invasion.